summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Style File, where we cover everything and anything on the business of fashion. I'm Azura Rahman, and for this week's Style Maker, we have Elaine Dong from Ling & Dong.
I think people should embrace this heritage of ours and wear it all the time, because that's what ladies used to do last time.
And finally, Emma Chong Johnson of Elle Malaysia breaks down the trend for white shirts.
The key for this season's white shirt is basically kind of big, billowy sleeves and a lot more volume. So it's a lot more, it's not a fitted white shirt. It's quite loose and drapey, and it can be worn in a few different ways.
First up though, our style maker for this week, Elaine Dong from Ling & Dong. The Chi Pao or Cheong Sam has long been seen as the archetypal traditional costume for the female members of the Chinese community. Its barely breathable tight silhouette, alluring slits, and high mandarin collar makes for a sensational item of clothing. From the world of Suzy Wong to Prada's 1997 spring-summer collection worn in a video with Charlene Spiteri, the Chi Pao has long entranced the fashion eye. However, today it remains largely as occasion wear due to its unforgiving fit. Elaine Dong is on a mission to change all of that. Founded in 2014, Ling & Dong aims to modernise the Chi Pao into a daily wearable piece for girls and women of all ages. Drawing inspiration from vintage patterns and retro prints, Ling & Dong's cool cotton Chi Paos are elegant, feminine and comfortable. And most importantly, totally wearable on a daily basis. Adeline Cheung caught up with Elaine Dong as she spoke about her designs and her mission to make Chi Paos for everyone.
Tell us about Ling & Dong.
Well, Ling & Dong is a Cheong Sam brand. We put out very modern, practical pieces for ladies as well as little girls.
You're right. From a magazine writer to a Cheong Sam designer right now, yeah. And you own Ling & Dong. Now, what challenges have you faced?
Okay, the challenges is basically, when I was with the magazines, it was very much a desk-bound job. Well, I go interviewing people, but then it is very much a job that I can do by myself. Whereas with Ling & Dong, once you've done the design process, I would say 80% of building the brand is interacting with customers. Mm-hmm. So that is one of the biggest challenges that I had to get used to, interacting with people, knowing what they like, taking their feedback and putting up something else different.
But you've been a writer for so many years. We were mentioning earlier that, you know, you were a writer for at least 10 years.
Yeah.
And what makes you want to be a designer then? And why Cheong Sam?
Okay, I think even being a writer, writing, designing, all these, I think they are all considered creative industries. Mm-hmm. So even as a writer, from young, I've always loved design. I never studied design because it wasn't the thing to do then. You know, you did practical things like accounting and stuff.
That must
like
be
that.
The family, Chinese That's family, Asian family.
Yes, yes. So I studied to be an accountant, you know. Okay. I did it for 2 years and then decided, no, this is not what I'm going to do. So I've always been more creatively inclined. Mm-hmm. So even when I was a writer, every time I go out and interview fashion designers or brand people, I'm always very fascinated by how they build their brand, how they put pieces out. I think also my career also has led me to this point where I think, okay, now I think I'm ready to put out a brand of my own because I think I know what I need to do.
Then why Cheong Sam?
Oh, I love Cheong Sams. Every time I travel, I look for Cheong Sams. First, it was when my kids were born, I looked for Cheong Sams for them.
They were the first that they you looked the, for, right?
Yes, easier because adult Cheong Sams. Last time, I also used to think Cheong Sams probably won't fit lah, or I probably won't be able to wear it a lot, just one time. But then you see kids in Cheong Sams, they're so cute, right?
Yeah, that's when, you know, when you look for Cheong Sam and when you see someone in Cheong Sam, it's mainly for festivals, which is Chinese New Year, then, or you're going for wedding dinners, parties, that's it, right? So you don't see people wearing Cheong Sam on a daily basis.
Correct, which I think should change. I think people should embrace this heritage of ours and wear it all the time, because that's what ladies used to do last time.
Yeah, but that's during the old days, right? But yes, now when you wear cheongsam, because I think it's the print and the image that they have in their mind, is mainly a formal wear or something for festivals. So how are you going to change people's mind by allowing cheongsam to be worn every day?
By doing it in a very breathable, comfortable fabric. By doing it in a print that looks just as modern as it is traditional or as it is classic. And just by making it comfortable for people to be able to wear it out.
Your name is Elaine Dong. So how did Ling and Dong come about?
Ling is my husband's surname, hence my kid's surname. So it is a family brand, you could call it that.
So how long does it take for you to come up with a name then?
Oh, okay. I was actually going to do something else. And then one of my friends, he was like, "Aiyah, just use your name, Ling and Dong, you know, so cute. Just use the name." I said, okay.
I think sometimes using your own name represents yourself, your true self more, right?
Correct.
Let's talk about your cheongsam when it comes to fabrics.
Yeah.
So what kind of fabrics do you use?
I use mainly cotton silk or very high quality Italian cotton. And every piece of our cheongsam is lined in cotton voile so that it is very comfortable to wear. Some clothes you buy now, some of the cheongsams you buy, the mass-produced ones, you'll find there are no lining. There's no lining at all.
So and they're not cotton as well,
Not cotton. They are mainly satin or the faux satin or faux silk that looks very shiny and a little bit tacky.
Yeah.
Without lining, your cheongsam won't sit properly. The reason for lining is so the whole piece has a bit of weight on it, so that it sits nicely on your curves, on your body. So without lining, the wearer feels every single stitch on the inside, or on the butterfly clefs, you feel the bumps. With lining, instantly the whole piece is very wearable. And it looks better also with lining, because then your piece sits nicely and comfortably on your body.
Because it has to be fitting on your body, right?
Correct.
And that's when you can't eat too much when you wear cheongsam. And that's the problem. When people wear cheongsam, you can't eat too much. So when you have these breathable cheongsams, fabrics, I would say, you know, does it make a difference then?
Okay, our fit is... Okay, there are two types of customers. The ones who want it absolutely fitted to their bodies, which means it's like no extra room for movement or and then there's the other type who likes to wear it a little bit loose. So we try to strike a balance between the two. Our cut is in such a way that there is room around the tummy area and the hip area.
They're not stretchable, right?
Not stretchable, but then it's cut in such a way that, okay, you can still sit and you can eat you can eat your meal and you are still comfortable and you still look good.
Where do you source your fabrics from?
I source a lot in KL. I've sourced in Jakarta as well, and Japan and Hong Kong, but I still find the best quality, most variety of prints in KL.
In KL? Yes. It's surprising because when we talk about cheongsam, the first thing that comes to mind is either China or Hong Kong.
Yeah, and the problem with China is you have to buy in bulk. You have to buy like so many rolls of fabric at one go.
That's when you get cheaper price, right?
Cheaper price.
Why don't you do that then?
Because I am a small brand. And even now, every single piece of ours is just two or three pieces per size per print. I source locally because then I have time to look. If you're sourcing overseas, you probably have like give yourself like a week to go and look for everything and you're in a rush. So I don't really like to look for fabric in a rush. Usually I'm browsing the whole day and maybe I find one or two and I go back again and browse.
And I look through your Instagram, Ling and Dong, as well as your Facebook, and most of your cheongsam prints are very minimal. They're very, very simple. They're not too floral kind of cheongsam. So what's your identity? What's your philosophy?
Okay, my philosophy evolves as I evolve, I think. Last year, we did a lot of florals. But again, like you said, my florals are not very out there. Whereas this year, I do have a couple of floral pieces that I really, really love. They are quite flamboyant, but they are very vintage design. So I think when I found that, it's called the Green Retro, if you have a look. When I found that piece, it sort of set the tone for my entire collection. So that's how it is. Never go out with pre-planned thing in mind where, okay, today I'm finding red fabric or today I'm finding pink fabric. I just let it happen. So when I found that piece of green fabric, I knew, okay, this year I think I'm going to go for a more retro feel. And sure enough, all the fabrics I find are in some way retro. And then I had another blue floral piece, which is quite big flowers. But then when you look at it, it's just very stunning. And also I have like what I'm wearing now.
Yeah, which is the two-piece, right?
Yeah, the two-piece. And also a bit more refined patterns, a bit more restrained patterns, but still, it still has that retro feel to it. So it's really as my mood takes me, I suppose.
So apart from the full K-pop cheongsam kind of dress, you have two pieces as well.
I have two pieces, yes.
Yeah, two pieces, that's when you have... But do you sell it like differently?
No, we sell it as a set. I call this my sanfu set. Although it's not technically sanfu. Yeah, it is a skirt. It's a flare skirt. Mm-hmm. When my customers come and they have, a lot of them have the problem of fitting at the hip area. So putting out the two-piece actually solves that problem because the flare skirt fits any hip size, actually. And also it is for ease of movement. The whole point is just so you are very comfortable in it. Some people are more comfortable in a flare skirt, so this is an option for customers.
It is definitely comfortable because it's flare, number one.
Yes.
Number two, it's bigger. There's more movements.
Yes.
And it's not too tight, right?
No. And another thing about our cheongsam is our collars are wider, so you don't feel, even when you sit down, there's no...
You're not choking.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's comfortable.
Now, when it comes to cheongsam, who do you think is more suitable to wear?
Everyone, any size,
skin color,
any skin color, yes. I think cheongsams are so beautiful, they instantly dress up the wearer. Even if it's a casual piece of cheongsam, the minute you wear it, suddenly you're very elegant.
Okay, now you were a writer back then. Where did you learn sewing from?
Oh, I actually took a class. I couldn't find any for my kids. So back to the thing, searching for my kids. I couldn't find any for my kids. So I thought, okay, I have a lot of fabric because I've been collecting fabric since forever. Okay, I'm going to go to the class and I'm going to learn how to sew one for them because I can't find any for them. Mm. So I made one.
Wow.
Then I made two because I have two girls. So that's how it started, actually.
Now that you have this is your third Chinese New Year collection. Correct. For Ling and Dong. Now tell us about your previous collections.
Previous collection, the first collection, I only had 20 pieces of adult wear. And the rest were all kids wear. I actually intended for it to be a kids cheongsam line. But then when I put out those 20 pieces of adult wear, it just sold out instantly. People just like snatched them up. So I thought, okay, I think the adults want cheongsams as well. So the next collection, I had a bigger range for adults as well. Last year's collection.
Bigger as in more than 20 pieces?
I think 40 or 50. Mm-hmm. And this year, we have about 200 pieces in many, many, many prints. More than 10 different prints, I think.
And that's for this year?
Yes.
Tell us about this year's Chinese New Year collection.
This year's is very retro-themed, so you'll find retro-inspired prints, which I really, really love. I always joke that, you know, I'm a size 8, so I had more pieces done in size 8, so that in case nobody buys, I can just wear them all myself.
That's my size. Let me know as well.
Come over.
Now, how did your two daughters inspire you to start up your label then?
Well, they are very active kids. So anything I do for them has to be comfortable.
Yeah.
So that was also one of the first philosophies of the brand. Everything has to be comfortable and wearable. Mm. Nothing fussy.
Now, in your first collection, your brand and yourself, you know, you're only designing cheongsams for young little girls. That's when I saw little tutus as well.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, you also have tutus. You have cheongsam for kids.
Right.
You have cheongsam for adults. Now, tell us about your tutus first.
Okay. Middle of this year, I decided to put out a range of party dresses. So party tutus, because also my second daughter really loves dress up. So she loves flouncing around in tutus and all. And I found the tutus are very scratchy because of how the material is made.
Yes.
So I found these makers who actually, they make bridal wear. But they can make, so the tutus that we have is actually like couture quality kind of thing. There's over 10 meters of tulle on every single skirt, for example. And the tulle is super soft and every skirt is fully lined. So when the kids wear them, it's like they're wearing a cotton skirt, but then outside is like full on tutu. So
but I saw you have a layered tutu as well, which is a three layer.
Correct, correct.
That's like a little cake, that's one. Very cute though.
Yeah. Oh, adults love them. I have so many petite size ladies who come and buy for me the bigger size and they wear it themselves.
Well, what do they pair it with then?
Singlet top, t-shirt. It's very easy
for parties.
To yeah, yeah.
Actually, what's your price range for all your cheongsams and all?
For the dresses, it is from $380 up to $850 for the two pieces. I also have a small range of tops that is priced $250 and $280. For kids, it's just one price, $248 for the girl dresses.
Among all your cheongsams and all your designs, right, which is your favorite?
My favorite, you have to go to my Instagram, is the blue floral. That one is my absolute favourite.
There are so many other cheongsam designers. When we talk about cheongsam, we have Ong Shanmugam, we have Monica Kwan, and there's a few more as well. Now, what makes you different? What makes you stand out from the rest?
Okay, I think my pieces are very classic They are beautifully made, so it gives the wearer a very nice silhouette when they wear it. And my prints, of course, and the quality of the make.
Do you have a team with you to sew? Do you sew it all by yourself?
Oh, no, I cannot sew it all by myself. I'll go mad. Yes, I have a production team.
And that's when you have a factory here as well?
Well, they are not based here. Mm-hmm. They're in Jakarta.
They're all based in Jakarta. Yeah. So you design the cheongsams.
Yeah.
And when you send your designs over, how long does it take for them to get it ready and send it back to you?
Okay, we started working on this particular batch since June last year already. Mm-hmm. So it does take a bit of time. And also, we are not like a mass production house where it's just people in the factory sewing. So it's a very small production team as well. From conception to putting it out, probably 6 to 8 months.
For someone who are afraid to wear cheongsam on a daily basis.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell listeners, how do we dress down and how do we dress up? And which makes listeners, people will be more comfortable wearing cheongsam out on a daily basis.
Yep, okay. How do you dress down? I've worn my cheongsams out with a pair of slippers. I've worn it with a pair of sneakers.
But the nicest slippers, right?
Nicer kind of Havaianas.
Okay, but how? Like, you're just your normal full capo kind?
Yes, I just wear one of my pieces and then I put on a pair of slippers and then I'm out and about. Oh, I put on a pair of sneakers because my husband is big on sneakers. So he's always saying, just wear sneakers with your cheongsam. Okay, so I did that as well. So actually, just treat cheongsam like any other piece of clothing, you know? The only thing different is just it has that little collar thing.
And a butterfly clasp.
And a butterfly clasp. And because we made our collars wider, really when you wear it, it's just like you're wearing any other dress.
If you wear cheongsam that has bigger floral prints, right? Obviously, it's going to be a night wear. And if you're going to wear plain colours and little prints, that's for the day wear. Is that true?
No. It is all about mindset as well. Actually, any of my pieces, I'm okay to wear them for day or night. But of course, there are some people who are thinking, okay, it's red. Okay, I think I need to wear this for night. Or it's black. I think that is a night thing. But actually, it is really all what you're used to. So usually, I would just tell my customers when they're choosing between a few pieces, I'll just say, which is the one that your eye goes to first? And which is the one you can visualize yourself wearing most of the time? And that is the piece you should get. Don't be confined by how you think people should wear prints, for example. Maybe people say, don't wear prints out during the day. It's too noisy. But if you like it, wear it.
So do you wear cheongsams every day?
No, I don't. I would love to, but I don't. We have a monochrome range, black and white range, that seriously, just wear it out whenever you like.
And what about for people who are thinner? It's easier to get cheongsam. What about for people who are curvier? You know, what kind of print would be suitable for them? And colours as well.
Okay. I would say darker colours, more slimming colours. Okay, actually, cheongsam is a very flattering dress. Just like how the sari is flattering and how the baju kebaya is flattering. I think the ladies,
if the curvy ones can wear it, they can wear cheongsam as well, right?
Correct. I think the ladies of before, they are so genius, okay? The clothing that they design for themselves really accentuates the femaleness of them. Mm-hmm. So come over and try, you know? I can't tell you like this, but if you come over and try and let me put a piece of cheongsam on you, then you will see. It's actually flattering. It's not just for thin people. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had customers who are very curvy and they look really lovely in their cheongsams.
Now, you've designed so many cheongsams for kids, little ones, and as well as women's wear. Have you ever planned to design some full for men's as well?
I did a small range for boys last year.
This boys, year, we were talking about little boys.
Boys, yes. For men, I tried. I used my husband as a model. Did like a full-on Mandarin jacket. Mm. And then I thought, actually, men are less fussy about what they wear. Mm. And they'll probably think a sanfu top is too fussy for them. So I thought, okay, maybe not.
So that's when you're not planning to do... but what would you say fussy for men?
Like the perception for ladies, you're wearing cheongsam, you must be going to a wedding dinner, you know. So for men, probably they'll wear it on the first day of Chinese New Year and then that's it. For picture taking and then they'll take it off and put on their t-shirts already. Mm. So... no, not for now.
Not for now. Earlier on when we mentioned about dressing down and dressing up, but we haven't talked about dressing up yet. How would you dress up for occasions when you're going to wear cheongsam?
Okay, because a cheongsam by itself is such a statement piece already. I think you can keep it very simple with just a pair of earrings. Put bangles on.
When you mentioned a pair of earrings, are we talking about pearl earrings, diamond earrings?
We can do pearl earrings. You can even do danglies. But I myself prefer to keep it simple with studs. So any kind of studs, diamond studs, pearl studs, and...
hair up, hair down?
It really depends on the individual. I have short hair, so that's not an issue for me. I like ladies with their hair down when they wear cheongsams. I think it looks very lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And it also makes everyone look younger as well with their hair down. I like to accessorize a lot with rings if I'm wearing my cheongsam. Necklaces, sometimes a strand of pearl necklace can really
dress up the correct entire night.
Or
right?
A simple chain with just a drop pendant.
And it's a cardigan.
Really lovely as well, yes. Or a shawl.
A shawl. Yeah. What about shoes then?
Heels, always. Heels make cheongsams look very elegant always.
Open toes, covered.
I prefer pumps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I prefer pumps with
classic,
cheongsams.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Very sophisticated kind of look.
Yes.
Now, the designs that you have in your shop, which is at Taman Tun, right?
Yes.
That's the pop-up store
that you mentioned.
Right. That's until Chinese New Year, right?
Up until March, actually. So I take appointments up until March. We are open by appointment only.
Mm-hmm.
So just send us a message on Facebook or Instagram and we'll get back to you with the timing and then you can come over and take a look.
Now, when they come over to your shop to try the cheongsams and all, if it doesn't fit them, be some parts are too loose and all, do you sew for them? Do you fix it?
No, we don't provide alterations.
Mm-hmm.
We also don't do custom orders. So usually I will just ask the customers to go and find a reliable tailor to either take it in or let it out.
Mm-hmm. So your cheongsams are sold at your shop, which is the pop-up store at Taman Tun right now. And do you sell it online as well?
Yes, I used to sell it online, but as long as I have my pop-up store up, I'm not selling it online. I can post online for people who inquire and if they are sure of their size, because I really would prefer my customers come over and try them on to get the best fit.
But you only have the pop-up store during Chinese New Year.
Correct.
What about other days? And you mean they can't try at all?
Okay, once I'm done with the pop-up, yeah, probably there will not be an avenue to try unless I find another space.
Mm-hmm. Do you plan to do that then?
We'll see.
Because cheongsam is an outfit that you have to try before buying, right?
Yeah, most customers requested that, which is why we came out with the pop-up this time. But we'll see. Moving forward, it's in the plans, but we haven't really finalized everything yet.
All right, so now finally, where can they find you?
They can find me on Facebook and Instagram, Ling and Dong.
After the break, Emma Chong Johnson, Managing Editor of Elle Malaysia, breaks down the latest twist for that closet staple, the white shirt. Before that though, here's Misty Miller's acoustic version of Happy Together, played at Burberry's Fall Winter 2017 collection in London. This is Stylefile on BFM 89.9.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!
BFM 89.9 is Azura Rahman on Stylefile. And next up, we have Emma Chong Johnston of Elle Malaysia. And she is giving her take on the wardrobe staple, the white shirt.
And we are talking about white shirts. Are we talking about boyfriend's shirt?
Yes, but also a lot more other styles as well.
Mm-hmm.
So this kind of comes around every year, and especially at the beginning of the year. Like, it's a very January thing, that white shirt. You know, it's very clean, like a fresh start.
fresh start for 2017,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know? And a white shirt is something that everyone should have. But this year, it's the white shirt's a bit different. There's a lot more volume and proportions, and it's basically a lot more interesting than white shirts previous years. So the key for this season's white shirt is basically kind of big, billowy sleeves and a lot more volume. So it's a lot more, it's not a fitted white shirt. It's quite loose and drapey and it can be worn in a few different ways. Mm-hmm. A lot of the designers did like these deconstructed versions of the traditional white shirt. And so, like we've talked about before, pulled off the shoulder or the big sleeves and different ways of buttoning and tying it up. Like that.
How many ways are there to button up and for tying as well?
Well, you'd be surprised because I
have so you tried it?
I haven't myself, but I know it's a street style thing to kind of wear your shirts back to front and then button them back. You know, so you know it's something if you're bored on a Saturday then try out in your at home. But also, yeah, you know, kind of like if you have an oversized shirt but you want to wear it with something waisted, then You can tie it up at the waist, roll up the sleeves, you know, leave one sleeve off. It's just
going back to the Greece days, right?
Yeah. So there are a few ways that you can experiment, you know, turning your collar up or turning it down. And also kind of the bigger your white shirt is, the more ways you can kind of fold it up and twist it and things like that.
So how would you style it if it's for you?
I like the classic kind of white shirt and jeans look.
Blue jeans, right?
Yeah. So very classic. So
high-waisted blue jeans?
Yeah. So kind of some modern jeans. Nothing too skinny. Maybe like some straight cut or, you know, cropped ones, maybe some kicked flares. And yeah, just keep it very kind of fresh and simple.
So white shirts are usually, I would say, weekend or maybe during the day. What about when it comes to nighttime, you know? Do you think it's suitable for night?
I think you can take the white shirt into the nighttime. All the usual things, you know, think about your accessories, pair it with heels, like maybe like a big clutch. But also because nowadays there's so much transition between daywear and nightwear as well that you kind of, you know, there's a lot of intermingling. So yeah, I think it's a great night look. And so if you want to wear it with something a bit shorter below it, you know, having a big white shirt on top kind of balances it out. Make sure you're not exposing too much.
And I would say not many girls would actually invest or buy white shirts at the stores at High Street and all. And I think it's the best way to get boyfriends or your dad's shirt.
Yeah, definitely. Especially because now that oversized look is so in, you can definitely experiment with borrowed shirts.
And that was this week's episode of Style File. If you've missed any parts of the show, catch up with our podcast on www.bfm.my/stylefile. And don't forget to like our Facebook page, Style File, on BFM 89.9. It's Azura Rahman on Style File on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!